On behalf of Bishop Kelly, the priests, the sisters, and seminarians, I would like to wish you all a very blessed and happy new year. The epistle appointed to be read for the Feast of the Circumcision is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. For the grace of God appeared, bringing salvation to all men. Words taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, one of the most prominent Roman historians was a man by the name of Gaius Suetonius Tranquillus. History knows him simply as Suetonius. And this Suetonius lived between the years 70 and 130 AD. He is chiefly known for his biographical works on the first 12 Roman emperors, beginning with Caesar Augustus and ending with the Emperor Hadrian. According to one author, his work was so popular that his biographical approach set the pattern of historical writing for a long time. But in one of his biographies, Suetonius tells of a certain old man who lived in Rome and who had served in the Roman army for a number of years and had taken part in a number of battles. But one day this soldier found himself in trouble. And although he believed himself to be innocent, he was nonetheless accused and called to defend himself before certain Roman magistrates. Shortly before the trial, he was granted an audience with the emperor, for whom he had personally served in battle. He pleaded with the emperor to please accompany him to the trial and defend him before the judges, even as he once defended the emperor on the battlefield. Well, the emperor agreed to defend him, but he would not personally defend him. In other words, he would send someone in his name to plead for the old soldier. And thus, according to the historian Suetonius, in his words, the emperor responded, "I will send someone in my stead." When the old soldier received the answer, he responded by opening his garments beneath his neck and over his chest. He then pointed to a hideous and rather large scar that he had received in battle. He pointed to it and respectfully said to the emperor, "When in battle, I saw that a spear was about to run through you. I did not send someone in my stead to defend you, but I myself defended you." Now, my dear friends, after the fall of Adam and Eve, the eternal Son of God, as it were, looked down from heaven. And from heaven he saw that mankind was doomed to a life of misery in this world and suffering in the next. He saw that man, through his own fault, was going to die the death of the body in this world and the eternal death of the soul in the next. And although infinitely happy and not beholden to us in any way, he, out of a most incomprehensible but most tender love and compassion, came down from heaven and clothed himself in our human nature. He came down from heaven and took our sins and their punishments upon himself. And he did this in order that we might live and not die an eternal death, but rather that we would spend eternity with him in heaven. That is the meaning of Christmas. That is what Christmas is very simply all about. The coming of a Savior who would save us for an eternal life in heaven and save us from an eternal death in hell. As the old soldier, according to the historian Suetonius, was once wounded to save the life of the emperor, and thus offered his life for him, and this he did willingly, so our divine Savior, as it were, was wounded for us. He was wounded for us by our sins and their just punishments. And thus did he offer himself freely for us. St. Alphonsus de Liguori says he did not send an angel, an archangel, nor one of the seraphim, but rather he himself came, for he would not have anyone come in his place. And in order to secure our confidence, in order to win our friendship and our love, he did not come to us as a full-grown man wielding great power and majesty, but he chose to come as a helpless and weak little baby. St. Paul tells us in today's epistle that the purpose of the incarnation was to save us from our sins and to teach us the way to heaven. For the grace of God, he wrote, appeared bringing salvation to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world. In other words, because of the incarnation of the eternal Son of God, man would be restored to God's grace and friendship. And by keeping God's commandments and leading good Catholic lives, man would prepare himself for an eternity of happiness in heaven. And today, on this great feast of the circumcision, the infant Savior willed to submit himself to the most humiliating and painful circumstances of the rite of circumcision. The rite of circumcision consecrated a Jewish male to the service of God and from the service of the world. According to St. Ambrose, it was a true purification from sin. And thus did God command that all Jewish males were to be circumcised. Our Lord himself, however, was not bound to this law because he was certainly not in any need of purification. But as St. Paul says, he submitted himself to the law that he might be a propitiation for his brethren. And since, my dear friends, he had taken upon himself our sins, and they became as if they were his own, so he would take the punishment for those sins as if it were his own. And that punishment was the shedding of blood. He thus longed to shed his blood that we might live. He once said he had a baptism with which to be baptized, and how straitened he was until it should be accomplished. Thus the divine infant Jesus loves us so much that, as certain fathers and doctors of the church tell us, it was as if he could not wait to shed his blood in anticipation of his sacred passion and death. And thus, 8 days after his birth, he begins his redemptive mission, and he sheds the first drops of his precious blood. One author says he has not spoken a single word. The world does not know him yet, and already he marks the path of eternal salvation for all men with a few drops of his precious blood, even as he would one day consummate it by his sufferings and death on the cross. As we begin this day, this new calendar year, let us dispel all coldness and indifference from our hearts, even as we resolve this year to take a few moments out of our busy day and consider how much Jesus Christ loves us, and how much he wants to be loved by us in return. And as we do, let us make this return of love to him. Let us make this return of love to him in a very practical way, by offering him our hearts that are full of love and gratitude, hearts that are keeping his holy commandments, especially his commands of purity and chastity according to our state in life, of patience and charity with others, and of forgiving others who have offended us in some way. And finally, offering him hearts that are ready and willing to lose this world and all its things, rather than to ever lose God's love and grace by sin. Give me thy heart, the divine infant Jesus says to us today. Give me thy heart, he says to us this Christmas season. Give me thy heart by striving to keep my commandments and loving me in the blessed sacrament of the altar. Give me thy heart, he says, by placing me in the center of your homes, making the law of my love your law, so that goodness and kindness, obedience and mutual respect among spouses may ever reign in your homes. Do these things, the divine infant Jesus says to us, Do these things if you love me. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.